Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As you guys can see by the title of this video, someone took down Fuerza Regida's music video.
The
Matrix. The Matrix are after Fuerza Regida. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Papa Emergency Podcast.
Same improvement.
Lalo gone lazier. Guys,
Lalo gone bigger.
Today is Friday morning. I know you guys are wondering.
Kilos.
I know you guys are wondering, why are you uploading Fridays? Because this is an emergency episode. But if you guys are new to the channel, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. If you guys are at the gym or work and don't have time to look at our beautiful faces, make sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate us 5 stars because that really helps us. Also, check out the merch. Make GOP and Peso friends again.
Well, it's going to be tough after this one.
It is going to be tough. But that, you know, just join the movement. Let's make a change together.
Thank you guys for tuning into this episode, guys. What I like to say in every episode is thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for supporting us. We love you guys. Comment down where you're from, city, and state. Let's get it. And like my boy likes to say,
para la gente que anda comiendo, provecho. Y para la gente que anda tomando, paren de tomar, por favor. No sean alcohólicos. Nada, just kidding. Tomen una me salud porque yo ya no tomo, pero no tomo consejos porque la bebida es la vida. Y cha-cha.
Oh my God.
That's sick.
La bebida es la vida. I like that.
Also, guys, if you guys have a business, single, album, whatever, you know, hit us up for some promo right here.
I want someone to promote their OnlyFans. They too have saying
that. Send a video of shaking ass.
Crazy. Keiko's like, you have to get approved to get.
Oh my God.
Promotion here.
Buy the merch, make GOP and Peso friends again.
Do you guys think that could happen?
I think if we work really hard.
If we work, what the fuck we have to do with
it? What are you going
to
do about it, bro? No, but what you can really do is buy the merch.
Make GOP and Peso friends again. You know, this is better. Perfect time for Labor Day.
Labor Day? You want to rep the good shit on Labor Day.
You know, I really think we could get them together. Guys, I want to make a promo video for this. What do you guys think if we, like, go to Rancho Cucamonga or, like, wherever Peso's from and, like, get a bunch of people to protest? Like,
Peso from OC, though.
No, I think you should get the t-shirt, like, the sign guy. And be like, what was the beef all about?
We want collabs. We want collabs.
You want to tell me about part
two? Say coke.
And the first ad of the day is Buzz Bar Brand. Make sure to check them out on Instagram. I'm actually going to put their Instagram right here and first link in the description so you guys can go check them out. Que delicioso.
This must be the best.
Bro, some high quality ass video, huh?
I know. That's like 1080p.
I want to know how long it takes to do
that. 6K.
Now I'm gonna do Buzz Bar.
Buzz Bar. Have you guys ever been buzzed?
No, never. Oh, it was coconuts?
Pineapple. A Hawaii trip? Let's get it.
Guys, we were supposed to be in Hawaii when that whole Maui thing happened. Crazy.
Dude, what the hell? Why are you stuck like that?
Let's get it.
But I wouldn't go like to Hawaii with you. No more.
Well, Keiko said he was the terrorist
on the
plane.
La marca más bélica ya llegó. With over 5 different styles coming in, Puerto Bellico is ready to crush the competition. All of our hats are made with quality materials that are personalized for the perfect fit. Puerto Bellico is set to release this one style in September, with the other 4 coming out in October. And we're having a giveaway. All you have to do is follow us and tag us. Let us know that you saw us on Augusto Bob podcast. And the giveaway ends on September 10th.
That's hard. Puerto Bellico. I checked out their website and they were sold out from like their last.
Yeah, they're super sold out. The next drop is going to happen 29 days from now. I saw they have a little timer on the website so that you can keep track of what's going on.
But guys, if you guys want to buy a house, sell a house, or fix your house, remodel it, hit up my boy right here. He is located in Downey. I was looking straight. He's located in Downey.
He's looking at no one, bro.
He's looking in Downey. Make sure to give him a call or send him an email. You know, what about you, baby mama? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to move in. Go to the garage. We'll make
the garage.
Make a 1,000 square foot ADU.
Give him a 5x5 and be like, you stay here.
Hey, you would keep all your baby mamas in the backyard, huh?
Yeah, right there. Just bunk beds and have them share the house.
Damn, you wouldn't get one for each? Nah. I'm pretty sure you could build one for each.
That's like
hit a Rodrigo.
That's the man, Rodrigo.
The best in
but
the game.
But as you guys can see by the title of this video, someone took down Fuerza Regida's music video.
the higher, the so-and-so called
the Matrix. Higher, the higher Matrix ups. Are after Fuerza Regida.
And after us, because we got demonetized.
Oh, yeah, guys. Like, this is real. Like, you guys saw, they took down Fuerza Regida YouTube video. Well, guess what? We got demonetized on both of our channels, and some shit happened to our TikTok.
Someone mad at us.
But, you know, whoever got mad at us for some reason, you know, we're back.
We learned our lesson.
We're still waiting for our first channel to fix. Yeah, but our second one's fixed, and... We, you know, we got people there.
You can stop hating on our channel now. We learn our lesson.
But yeah, guys, Fuerza Regida, Calle 24, and Chinito Pacas dropped a song called Que Onda on Wednesday. The music video got to like a million in less than 24 hours, and a little piece.
300 views was for me. I really like that song. I really like the video.
I listened to that shit a lot yesterday.
Yeah, I had it on repeat, like the whole from like.
Okay. Okay, okay, let me play some.
Okay.
Hey, hey, right, we don't want to get copyrighted.
Well, we can't get demonetized. We're already demonetized, so play the whole shit.
Hey, good shit.
Hey, what if it gets fixed? But yeah, guys, you guys heard the song right there. You know, it's a banger, 100%.
I think it's a really
good
song.
They've been previewing it for weeks. And what do you guys think about the song? Rate 1 through 10.
I rate it a 11. Solid 9.5
too, because I remember you told me how it has that, like, pop sound. Like,
yeah, I think it has that like pop summer vibe, and I think it was cool how they were able to, you know, get that sound with the serreño instruments.
Definitely.
Well, you, I like it. I fuck with it. It's really catchy.
I think the chorus is amazing.
Yeah, so Fuerza Regida drops a song, you know, everyone's happy, woohoo, just like any other day. And then it's the day after, it's Thursday. Jay Cortez and Peso Pluma dropped a song called Ex Especial. I'm gonna play a little clip.
Crazy.
Hold up, to not get demonetized, because
they're after the Matrix.
They'll take down our video too.
Oh my god, come on, Jayco, get to it.
Right there.
No cap, this song is really good too.
They're both good. 100%.
They're,
you heard it?
Yeah, I heard it, bro. It was really good. The music video is insane too.
So yeah, you know, they dropped a song and I was like, oh, you know, back at it again, you know,
another awesome day of Musica Mexicana.
And then Peso drops, you know, it's an amazing day, more music for us. But then honestly, I thought it sounded a little similar, you know, just what I played. But I was like, no big deal, you know.
It is what it is. Sometimes
it is what it is. Sometimes it's the same.
But you were on the guitar, you said they were the same chords?
Yes, I hopped on the requinto and they're the same chords.
So yeah, guys, later that day, which same day that Jayco and Peso Pluma dropped their song, I feel like later that day, they took down Fuerza Regida's video. Oh, I said it like it was nothing. So that day, they took down Fuerza Regida's music video.
Oh my
video
God,
on YouTube,
that's crazy.
And damn. Then I was like, kind of like, damn, what's going on? Let me check GOP's story. And he, you know, right away, it was like 10
he
minutes
made
in.
A statement. He made a statement.
He uploaded a video saying this.
Dice toda mi raza, para toda la gente preguntándome, ¿por qué ya no está el video de qué onda en YouTube? Es porque ahí anda un batido diciendo que escribió toda la rola y mandó a una gente grande a que nos tumbaran el video. Por mientras, síganla reproduciendo en todas las plataformas. Vamos a solucionar el pedo. Y por mientras, baby, ¿qué más? ¿Qué fue? ¿Qué tal si por la noche apagamos los dos el set?
So they took down the music video and...
I feel like you don't see that a lot. Like, yeah, it's not an everyday thing.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh, what if it was like one of his composers and like he just started beefing with them? But no, it was not.
That's crazy because this new song has Peso and Jayco.
Huh?
Wait, did you smoke?
No.
Then why are you acting dumb, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You're acting like that was stupid. Like, I want my.
Wait,
no, I mean, it's not that bad, but the way you're talking.
They could have took the song down because they both sounded really similar. Because, like I said, both songs have the same chords.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, before.
Yeah, but I mean,
like,
I don't know.
We know what happened after, but before we knew what happened, like, who did you guys think it was? Like an idea? Like I said, I thought it was a composer.
Yeah.
I couldn't think that far through.
I don't know. I was going to say it, but then you guys were like, are you dumb?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, because, yeah, then let me get to the question. I was going to say.
No, are you dumb?
Are you stupid?
who'd you think it was?
I don't know. It was probably.
Bo Bundy?
You said Bo Bundy?
Who'd you think it was?
Go on, next.
Mana.
And y'all want a high podcast. Look at these guys.
Oh my god,
what do you think it was? I promise I won't say anything.
You know what I think it was?
Who?
Why is this for you? I was about to say, I don't know.
I think I agree with you, Diego. I think there could have been some conflict between all the writers because I think, you know, when
the big group,
when
because like, he said so, they said they wrote the song.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Street Mob has a lot of composers that, you know, they all work together. Mm-hmm. Maybe one person wasn't, you know, happy with percentages, or maybe like, you know, hey, you took this bar without my permission. You know, I need to take legal actions. Like, it could have been something like
That's what I thought.
Definitely.
Yeah. What do you think was gonna come on?
It's like, ta-da.
It was ta-da.
No,
I'm messing with you, bro.
Let's get it.
Because we're watching this. So yeah, but then we saw a video
that nobody else
seen. Yeah,
you know, it was crazy. We saw a video. We did some FBI shit. And
you know, música mexicana, Mexican TMZ type of stuff.
I can't say much. I'm just gonna roll the clip.
Telemundo tiene esto.
Guys, that is crazy. As you guys can see right there, it's Jay Cortez, J.O.P., and Chinito Pacas recording the song that Jay Cortez took out with Peso Pluma.
Damn, that you know what I noticed?
Crazy, bro.
Obviously, these three artists were, like, going to collaborate. I noticed, like, they're really starting to push Chinito. Like, that's a big collab for him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Like, now they have him more active on at the shows.
Mm-hmm.
He sings his songs. And he's dropping more music. He just dropped one today as well.
You dropped a song today?
Yeah, he dropped one today.
Damn, what's it called?
I really didn't get to see. I just saw that they promoted it, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
Damn, would you say Chinito is like the second one that's like pushing Street Mob as a brand, as record label? Yeah. Definitely, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
there was at one point where it was Calle 24.
But
they were pushing them hard.
They had their little fall.
I think they're going to come up for sure, Calle 24.
Well, he's now a solista. Yeah. So they're adding him into like every collaboration he could get.
I mean, I bet. I think he's a badass artist too. I think he really executed in that one song, ¿Qué onda? You know, vocals were on point.
I really like that song.
You know, there are some comments on the ¿Qué onda? Was like, damn, Chino's 16 and that girl was like probably like 28, 30.
Oh, yeah. Huh? He's young. That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy. Why do you think JLP didn't come out in the song?
So, I mean, they recorded it. Clearly it was, you know, ready to go. That was probably like a music video or something. Music video recording. And maybe last minute in the deal, I don't know. They just couldn't get the deal going, or maybe J. Cole said, "Hey, let's add Peso Pluma." GOP was like, "Nah." Or,
and then Peso Pluma was also like, "Nah."
Shit had to happen.
Someone like choose him or me.
You know,
I imagine.
Fuck.
I agree with what you guys said, and I also think it could have been like percentages and royalties for the song. Like, the label has to get its cut. The artist, the composers, the musician, the producer. Okay, that's just five that I named, and I'm pretty sure there's other cuts that are involved in like the songs and like what it generates.
Yeah, artists that are this big usually have like super big teams, and that's a lot of people that have to agree.
Right?
That's crazy, dude.
So I think that could have been it, you know? A lot of deals fall through, a lot of songs get leaked that, you know, never came out.
Okay, another question. Do you think this feature with Jay Cortez, it benefits Peso Pluma more or J.O.P. more and Chinito Pacas?
Wait, repeat that one?
Yeah.
So, you repeat it?
So, this collaboration, Jay Cortez, obviously, you know, huge reggaeton artist. Do you guys think it benefits Peso Pluma more or Fuerza Regida J.O.P.?
Both. I'd say both. I thought you were asking like... the other way.
Like, for J. Cole, who would he... Like, who would bring on more fans? Peso or J.O.P.?
Yeah. If you guys could answer that question.
Well, I think at the moment, Peso, like, that's what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, because I feel like Peso, even the song, like, I was on TikTok earlier and it's already on billboards.
On TikTok. Oh, yeah?
The Peso and Chico one?
Yeah, they're already pushing it. So it's like, this guy is like, you know, global. So everybody who could get their hands on Peso to do a dueto. Like,
how long ago did J. Cole and Peso Pluma announce that they were dropping the song?
It was
a while ago. Because I remember he was at a concert, right? And then he's like, oh, tengo una canción nueva.
Oh, yeah.
And he put it like this.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so that was at least the beginning of last week.
Then we probably need to find out who announced like the date for their song first. But do you think it was on purpose? You know, Fuerza dropped the first.
What about Fuerza was like when he or yeah?
I mean, maybe I don't know.
When they found out,
trust me, I'm pretty sure they know when people drop.
Yeah, they probably found out they're like, oh fuck, you know, they took it off the song. Let's make one like that, you know.
And it's in a day.
Well, they're
Can you make a song in a day?
Yeah, the writers be crazy, bro.
No, but like everything else, you know, like
on. I think that one. I was looking at the whoever produced and the songwriters. I think they have like 7 writers for that song.
Yeah, and you know how you're saying everybody, like these artists are bigger and they have bigger teams. And I think, like, if you're an artist with a team, you want your team to stay productive and work, right?
Yep.
So, like, hey, hop on this. Like, I trabajo. Like, I could chambear. You know, let's put in here. Let's put in our marbles here. Yeah, let's generate.
And then remember when we would interview Street Mobs composers, like Angel Tumbado, Diego, they would all say, like, oh, if I'm struggling to finish this lyric, I'll go to him and then he'll help. And then people will come and then, you know, they'll all write the music. So I'm pretty sure it's like that, you know. And it's a 3-minute song. They probably just get the melody, play it, and then cada quien who know. And if I can't finish the lyrics, then you just go and go and go.
Yeah. I think it works like that. Like, I think in, you know, at least urban music, urban, urbano, like, they really work as a collective. Like, no one's really, like, greedy about, you know, like, oh, I want to make the whole song because, like, I want the biggest piece of, I don't want the big piece of pie, you know how they say, or a big cut. I think people are really trying to make good music.
Talent, this was put into, like, writing new music every day and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all heard that?
What the fuck? You heard that?
I couldn't pronounce like none of the words. I started like stutter like.
Hey, he's not the high one, bro. Oh my god, those
guys. Comment down below what you guys think. What was the, you know, the conflict with, you know, the
song? How does JLP feel? Like, if imagine JLP got kicked out. Like, how, or dropped or whatever.
I would have been pissed.
Like, how would that make him feel, huh?
Imagine getting dropped and then finding out your op is the one.
That's crazier.
And then it blows up, goes number one global.
Oh, bam!
That's fucked up.
Chestnut checkers, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like anybody would want to collaborate with, you know, J. Cortez, who's a rock star.
Everybody wants to collaborate like with Peso.
Nah, but I feel like now, like, it's the other way around. I feel like now everyone wants to collaborate with Fuerza and Peso.
Was Ivan the first one?
I mean, like, is J. Cortez really bigger than Peso Pluma right now?
No.
No.
I don't think anybody's bigger than Peso.
Well, he's selling like 8,000 tickets every single day.
Taylor Swift?
Well, yeah, Taylor Swift, of course. But.
And The Weeknd or some shit?
Nah.
And Drake.
Let's see if Jayco's even bigger than Fuerza Regida.
Hey, but Ivan was the first one, right, to bring him into the Música Mexicana?
Well, it's because, like, they're both big and, you know, even if they're equally big, it's two different spaces, so they're, you know, they're going to mix.
He was dating Mia Khalifa. It's crazy.
Would you date Mia Khalifa?
No. The fuck?
Why not?
Khalifa. No!
Keko! Oh my god, chance with Keko! No! He had bigger tits than me.
Te pasas de verga.
That's crazy.
When Pepe interviewed her.
Dude,
Loki, Pepe, Loki is a genius. Like, he knows what's gonna fucking, like, get views.
Nah, Loki.
He was like, aunque no agarre views, mi niño.
Would y'all interview porn stars? Loki, I probably would. I'll be
but I mean, what are you supposed to ask? Yeah, yeah.
Like, why do you choose this?
Well, like, Impulsive did one with, like,
so they're gonna be like, why do you have bigger tits than me, bro?
Be like, bro, you can have a very lucrative career in this field with those tits.
Crazy. Who's your doctor?
That's crazy.
Like Dr. Hollywood?
Oh, Dr. Miami, right?
Dr. Bye, boy.
Oh, my God. Good
Doctor,
work.
Dr. Taco Bell, bro. Oh, my God.
Hey, leave him alone. Hey, guys. We're not bullying him. We've got along with him since we were very young.
Constructive criticism.
They bullying me.
You know, we're trying to put our boys on check. You know, nosotros flacos y ellos inflados.
Dude, Peso Pluma and Jofi right now, like, no, our whole careers and us, like, Dr. Miami. Sorry. It's tough, you know? Like, yeah, getting dropped off a song or whatever it must have been.
I'd be pissed.
I would have done way more than just that one little story.
All right, let's just, I think...
I would, like...
You think it's Bezos' fault or J. Cole's fault?
I think we don't know. It was Jayco who was pissed and reached out to Peso, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, now I'm pissed. Let me get his op.
That's fucked up.
Damn. Maybe they got just pissed off at each other. And then he probably told him, and he's like, bet, record it.
Damn, but the song's a banger.
The song is...
Okay.
Let's buy. What song is better? Jayco's or JLP's?
I haven't really had a chance to listen to Jayco's, yeah, like, fully.
But I really like Que Onda.
Yeah,
like,
but Que Onda, really, when I heard it last night, I was like, you know what? And I listened to it on the way home.
That could be a dance hall music.
Yeah, like, the vibe to it is, like, it's crazy, you know? Because you're
drinking wine.
Trying to vibe with the
boundaries
girl,
of Música Mexicana.
Turn off your phone. Take a line off her body. I was like, what?
Huh?
Damn. Fuck, imagine that shit.
But I want to know what you guys think, because if we say too much. And then also, like, that video, too. You know, there's that proof. Like, he was supposed to be on the song.
Yep. It's not like we're fucking instigating or making up lies. Mm-mm. Fucking proof right there.
It's not like it's a fake video.
No, like
video,
that one
know?
Time, that crazy time when we were on the live and they're like, oh, what's his name? Bleep it out if you want. And it was like, oh, Pedro was supposed to be on Luna.
Oh, no, that's real, too.
Oh.
Pedro was supposed to be on Luna, guys. I don't know we're keeping this in, but that's a crazy, crazy detail. Well,
we could see it. But I don't know why we just...
No, but I think, like, nobody knows about this.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't public, you know?
We should, like, say, like, try to... Well, it's public.
Damn, you know, how many times has this happened?
Luna.
And like the music.
Oh, también.
Dude, I feel like that was the first time in the genre where someone dropped like a snippet, you know? Like how he said in the interview, he's like, oh, saqué un pastel para que la gente se alborotara. Y se alborotó y lo sacó.
Dude. That would suck, but
no, Pedro didn't take out.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Marca decided to drop.
Because of the people?
Because of the comments.
Like at the end of the day, he's like, your reputation, and you want to give out the best music possible. If you know you were fortunate enough to give like a little piece.
Wait, Peso took Eslabón from Luna and added Junior H, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Imagine if it would have been with Eslabón.
Damn, bro.
Do you guys think it would have made the same impact?
Yeah. Yeah. I think more people would have tuned in because they both wrote Ella Baila Sola. I mean,
Pedro
Ella
Baila Sola. Yeah, so people would have...
Dude, shut the fuck up, bro.
So people would have seen this as like an Ella Baila Sola part two.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Because there's people who like Ella Baila Sola. You know, they know Peso and Eslabón. And there would have been another song with both of their names on it. They would have tried listening to it, too.
100%. I agree with you.
But Junior...
Even the market, huh? Would have tried to sell it as part two.
Junior's more of the sad vibe, you know?
But Junior's obviously a fucking go too.
Yeah, but so
I
is...
I think it would have gone...
So is Eslabón for sad songs.
Yeah, I think it was Eslabón would have...
Well, I mean, after Ella Baila Sola, you know, the world got to meet them. And I think, yeah, it would have been a part two. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
But then they kicked him off when he was like mad that he didn't go to award shows. Mm-hmm. Why?
No, that's when they started fighting.
Oh, when he said, "Y gracias a Peso Pluma," and then he left.
Oh, really? He said like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he gave a really, you know, big speech. He thanked his record labels, mom, dad, you know, band members. And then he was like already ready to go.
Yes,
and he goes, "And thank you to Peso Pluma." And then he left and went away. What's all up on the internet, guys? You know, we're not instigating.
Do you guys think that Peso is getting more credit than Eslabón on Ella Baila Sola?
Yeah,
and think it's right.
And a lot of people are saying that he's the one that made it pop.
Do you guys think Peso Pluma made Ella Baila Sola pop?
He gave it that touch, but I think
Do you guys think they would Ella Baila Sola would have been had the same noise if Peso wasn't on it?
No.
No?
Damn, that's a hard one.
It would have stayed in the genre. It would have been like a hit.
I feel like what really made it pop and trendy was a bang, yeah. You know that? Because everyone used to...
Oh, and that he was
dogs.
Like, he was number one in the world, you know, during like that month and a half when that song was like dropping. Everybody wanted to know who he was. And they had that song. The song was really good. And that's what, you know, the rest is history.
Crazy.
So it had to be with him to go global like that. I think it might be the biggest song in Regional Mexicano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if like of all time, you know, with like all the accumulation of the numbers, but it has 760 million streams. And when I was doing the little research for Nathan Jr., like between the two, none of them go above 300,000 streams aside from Aimehe.
How much does that
have? PRC.
Fuck
that. How many streams does that have compared to Ella Baila Sola?
Like half, huh?
I am a hit. Rough estimate. But it's within a few thousand. It's around 450,000 for each. And PRC, I think it's a little bit more popular than I am a hit.
What other artists?
It's in the 450s, though.
What other artists you think can make that same impact?
Oh, look. PRC, 476 million. I'm a hit, almost half a billion. 500 million. Satchel Apisa, 319. What was that the song we're talking about?
Yeah, Baila Sola is at 700 and something.
Oops.
That's crazy.
831.
You think if
831?
Peso and JOP ever do a song again, it'll go number one.
JOP and Peso?
Yeah.
I think it has to be good.
I feel like it's hard to recreate stuff like that. Because it's moments, bro. Well, like, for example, check this out. Danny Lux and Eslabon made Jugaste Sufrir. They did a collab. It did not reach the same numbers.
All right, guys. We are back from the break. And we are wrapping up this episode. Comment down below what you guys think happened. Do you guys think Fuerza Regida and Chinito Pacas got kicked out by, you know, Jayco? Or if they try to add Peso Pluma? Like, whose fault is it? Is it beef with JOP and Jayco, or JOP and Peso Pluma again? I do know Jayco and follow JOP.
Jayco and follow JOP?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Why are they beefing, bro? Like, just
JOP still follows him, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty sure he'll follow him soon, though.
Jayco. Really?
Jayco, come on the podcast. You know, we'll welcome you with open arms.
Bring Jayco, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been waiting for that.
Bring me a Khalifa.
Well, you never know.
There it goes, bro.
This is our podcast. Y'all don't believe it, all right?
Whatever. How's he going to bring me a Khalifa?
Tap in.
That's me crazy, Khalifa.
Or, you know, maybe if you would come, had nothing to do with this and they're just trying to make him look bad.
But yeah, guys, comment down below. Thank you for watching to the end and peace out.
Don't do drugs.